When allegations of sexual harassment first surfaced about film producer Harvey Weinstein, Hollywood responded with near silence, a silence that's now over. Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, and Mira Sorvino, among others, have publicly accused the powerful producer. And a warning, there's explicit material in the next 2 minutes. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
Most of the incidents occurred when the women were early in their careers. Actress and screenwriter Louisette Geist told reporters she met Harvey Weinstein at the Sundance Film Festival in 2008. At his office next to his hotel room, Geist says they talked about the film she was pitching. Then he excused himself to go to the bathroom.
He returned in nothing but a robe, with the front open, and he was buck naked.
Guy says when she tried to leave, Weinstein grabbed her arm and began making promises.
That I could get a 3-picture deal and that he would greenlight my script. But I had to watch him masturbate.
Guy says she was afraid of Weinstein, one of the most powerful men in Hollywood. He produced Oscar-winning films such as Shakespeare in Love and Pulp Fiction. Over decades, Weinstein allegedly intimidated and coerced women. Several accuse him of rape. A New Yorker story published yesterday included a recording from a New York police sting operation in 2015. Weinstein is heard trying to lure Italian actress and model Ambra Batalana Gutierrez into a hotel room.
Please come in. On everything, I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable
right
now.
Please come in now.
Like a number of other women, Gutierrez reached a settlement with Weinstein and reportedly signed a non-disclosure agreement. Kristen Schaefer, who heads the group Women in Film, says Weinstein is an extreme case, but he may not be the only one in Hollywood.
I don't think there's like a secret club of, you know, 12 guys who have all done what Harvey's done. But I do think we have and will continue to find it kind of sprinkled throughout the industry.
Schaefer says Hollywood's casting couch culture will only change with more women in power in the industry. In a statement last night, Weinstein Company's board denied any knowledge of his conduct. Meanwhile, the University of Southern California announced it's rejecting $5 million Weinstein pledged for women filmmakers, and his wife told People magazine that she's leaving him. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.